don't understand how Grandpa could have been so bad in the past. He's so funny and kind to me.
When people come to Jesus, they're changed thanks to God's grace. Do you like whipped cream on your desserts? I'm Zach, and this is Keys for Kids. Did you know that you can make whipped cream just by adding sugar to heavy cream and then stirring it a lot? The heavy cream becomes thick and rich while the sugar makes it a delicious topping for desserts. When we come to know Jesus, we change too because Jesus died for our sins to make us new. Romans 6:6 says, "We know that our old life, our old sinful self, was nailed to the cross with Christ, and so the power of sin that held us was destroyed." Now, let's listen to our story. It's called God Transformed Grandpa. "You're so funny," Shiloh laughed as his grandpa juggled three strawberries, then caught one in his mouth. "Was he always like this, Dad?" The two men looked at each other before Grandpa shook his head. "I wasn't a very good person when your dad was growing up." Shiloh turned to his dad, expecting him to argue and say that Grandpa was just being humble. Dad didn't speak up, though, just continued pouring cream into the bowl in front of him. "The way that I was and the way that I changed," Grandpa handed Shiloh a strawberry, "it shows the power of God and how he can change anyone." Grandpa looked to Shiloh's dad, who was holding a whisk. "Look at that bowl, Shiloh." He did, and he saw a whole lot of liquid. It looked like milk, but thicker. "Start mixing," Grandpa told Dad. He put a hand on Shiloh's shoulder as Dad began whisking the liquid. "Once I trusted in Jesus to save me, I started to see that I needed to change my life. I saw all the things I was doing that were really selfish and how your dad needed me to be better." Shiloh frowned. "You've always been nice to me. I only remember you being funny and kind and a good guy." "Thank you," Grandpa chuckled. "I don't know if that's necessarily true, but thank you. It's all because of God." Grandpa pointed to the bowl in front of Dad. "Look at that." Shiloh looked and saw that the cream in the bowl was now thick and fluffy. "Your dad transformed that cream into something else completely," Grandpa said. "Pouring liquid cream over these strawberries wouldn't be any good, but just wait until he serves them with that whipped cream after dinner. You're going to love it." "And through the power of the Holy Spirit, who came into my life when I trusted in Jesus, God transformed me and made me into something different altogether. I feel bad that your dad only knew a worse version of me when he was young, but I'm thankful that God showed me grace." Dad put an arm around Grandpa. "He shows grace to all of us." So how about you? Do you believe that God can change lives? Have you seen him change someone you know, maybe a parent, a sibling, or a friend? Has he changed your life? The Bible says that when we trust in Jesus, our old sinful selves die with him on the cross, and we become new people who have his Spirit living in us. If you haven't yet trusted in Jesus, do it today and let him transform you. To learn more about what it means to trust in Jesus, just get your parents' permission first, then head over to keysforkids.net/salvation. Our key verse is Romans 6:6.
"We know that our old life, our old sinful life, was nailed to the cross with Christ, and so the power of sin that held us was destroyed."
And our key thought for today, God can change lives. When you're eating lunch or doing homework, do you just like listening to silence, or do you want to listen to fun music picked out just for you? If you chose music, then ask your Amazon Echo to play Keys for Kids Radio. Listen to music from Seeds, Family Worship, Hillsong Kids, and Yancey, and stories like Adventures in Odyssey and Paws and Tales. Turn up the awesome at home just by asking Alexa, play Keys for Kids Radio. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.